Louis Scooter Libby, Vice President Cheney's former chief of staff, today lost all realistic hope of delaying his prison sentence while he appeals his conviction for perjury and obstruction of justice. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia said his appeal raises no substantial legal question and refused to postpone his 2.5-year sentence. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The ruling all but guarantees Libby will have to report to prison within weeks. It also means that pressure will increase on President Bush to pardon Libby. Until now, the president has skirted the subject, saying that he wanted the appeals process to play out. While today's ruling is technically not the end of the road for Libby, it's a pretty clear signal that he has little to no chance of winning his appeal. Indeed, just last month, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a longer sentence in a nearly identical case. Libby's conviction is particularly painful for the White House, since he was found guilty of obstructing an investigation into the 2003 leak of CIA operative Valerie Plame's identity. Plame is the wife of former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, whose public criticism of the Bush administration's intelligence gathering before the Iraq War forced the White House to withdraw at least one assertion the president made in his speech to Congress justifying the war. Libby's allies have had a particularly hard time making the case that his prosecution was tainted by political bias. The prosecutor, Patrick Fitzgerald, is a Bush appointee. The trial judge who sentenced him and castigated his conduct, Judge Reggie Walton, is a Bush appointee. And two of the three judges on the appeals court panel that ruled against him today are Republican appointees. So now Libby's allies, and that almost certainly includes his one-time boss, Vice President Cheney, will be turning up the heat on President Bush to pardon the one-time White House aide. The question is whether Mr. Bush, who initially denied any White House involvement in the leak, wants to pardon Libby. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.